You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City joins us. Thanks for taking the time with us, Drew. Let's go through the Midwest, the rainfall that we've had, and what we can look forward to in the next week first, please.
Well, it certainly has been a wet week, and it looks like the majority of the region over the past 7 days has seen rain amounts that were greatest in two areas. One is in the Ohio River Basin. The others in the upper parts of the Mississippi River Basin, and in both these regions, as a percentage of normal, way above average for a week in late April, with some areas reporting anywhere from 2 to more than 6 times the normal rainfall. And this is especially true for Minnesota and Wisconsin, and parts for parts of Iowa, it's probably a little bit more like 2 and 3 times the usual. In the Ohio River Valley, also about 2 and 3 times the usual. Everybody in between saw something a little bit more reasonable. It actually hasn't rained very much in parts of central Michigan or northern central Indiana. They've actually had less than usual precipitation over this past week. So not everybody is as wet as everyone else.
And so expectations will be that they'll be able to move in those areas, or will they get wet in the next week?
Well, I think there'll be some showers here very briefly over the next 24 to 36 hours in some of those drier areas. Lower parts of the Midwest should be dry through a big part of the next 7 days. Now, it may look threatening out there for the rest of the day today, and probably tomorrow we'll have a lot of clouds around it, maybe a few spits and spats, so there won't be anything organized in the lower Midwest, and I think the majority of the region will see a steady rate of drying as we move on out in time. We'll see more sunshine and a definite warming trend taking place as we go into next week, and the temperatures will probably get up into the 70s, maybe even some lower 80s by the time we get to the first part of next week. So the lower parts of the region should be on easy street from this point onward once we firm up the soil. Northern parts of the Midwest are probably not going to be quite as fortunate. It'll be a little slower warming up there, and there will be a few other showers that occur periodically over the next week. Most of this is going to be Great Lakes region type precipitation, and from there back into parts of the Dakotas. I'm not expecting heavy amounts of moisture, but it'll just be a little bit too moist for some field work in that area.
The U.S. hard red winter wheat crop tour is underway, and it has been disappointing, primarily because of dry weather conditions. What do you think about the crop?
Boy, it's not a very good one, that's for sure. As you noted, the yields, potential yields, are down considerably. The outlook for the weather for the next couple of weeks is certainly not offering any help. This next 7 days in particular, it's not only going to be dry, but we're going to see 80 and 90 degree highs from Saturday through Tuesday of next week. We're going to have very low humidity. We're going to have some wind blowing across the region. We will further desiccate some of the unirrigated crops out there. Yields will come down. Additionally, in the following week, we may see some scattered showers and thunderstorms that will help, but it's getting a little bit too late by the time you get into mid-May. The crop is going to start advancing too far. So any help that they get is going to be helpful, but it may not be enough soon enough.
Lastly, a quick note on China.
China is having about the most perfect weather so far that I've seen there in many years. There's been some timely precipitation. There's been an early start to the warming season. The crops should be going in the ground faster than usual, and there's no exception. The majority of rapeseed and winter wheat has developed extremely well. Yields will be high. The corn crop is going in the ground, like I said, ahead of schedule, and I think it will establish very well. I see nothing in the next 10 days that will harm the situation over there.
Thanks much, Drew. Drew Lerner, of course, with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.